What was the upstairs like? Was it completely or?
Yes, it was completely. It had been filled now. I was told that in some years before we took the house that that the upstairs roof was open and the snow sifted through and things of that type, but it didn't with us because my daddy had it sealed and and it was a bit more modern inside than it did than you would think it would have. Now that's where I lived until I was 11 years old, and then after that we had a moved to Dunlap and had a different type house. That was, the log house was on the farm, and then when we was back on the farm, different.
How involved away was that?
Pardon?
How far away was that?
6 miles.
Okay. And this part, just talking about words, okay, you have a fireplace, and the smoke goes up through the
chimney.
Okay, what about at a factory? Would you call it a chimney too? Those big pieces?
Oh, smoke stacks, I believe.
Okay, and the open place is on the floor in front of a fireplace.
The hearth.
Okay. And the things that you lay the wood across in the fireplace.
The andirons.
Is that what you grew up calling it?
We called them dog irons when I was little.
Okay. If you can't, if I ask you a question and you think of two words.
Two words, more, right. Okay.
Just, you know, tell me.
I didn't.
What?
I don't know where they got the word dog irons, but I remember them saying that.
Okay. And up above the fireplace, the place you might put vases on or something.
The mouth.
Okay.
I don't think it's been called anything here. Just the mouth.
Okay. And you might have a big round piece of wood that you put at the back of the fireplace that'll burn for a long time.
That sounds like a back stick rather than a back log.
Okay.
Call it the back.
Okay, and if you're going to start a fire, you might get this real rich pine.
They called it pine knot.
Okay, what about lightwood or kindling or ever heard anything like that?
Well, I remember they soaked just corn cobs and rather than kerosene, they called it coal oil that they were soaking the corn cobs with, and that served as a purpose for kindling fire at times.
Okay, and the black stuff that forms in a chimney, you call that?
When I was small, we called it soot.
Okay.
I'll just say it like we said it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's soot, but we called it soot.
Okay, and if you, okay, so after the fire's burned out, all you have left would be
ashes.
Okay. And if someone asked you what color they were, and they were the color of this piece of paper, you say that they were?
What?
Okay, you say, just go ahead and say the whole thing.
White ashes?
Okay. Yeah, it's just pronunciation thing.
I see.
That. Okay, and talking about furniture now, what you're sitting in is a
chair.
Okay. And
you want me